then EPA might solve the chlordane problem simply by requiring pest control workers to be better trained. But while EPA keeps mulling over that question, studies by state and federal researchers have already found some answers. They show that no matter how carefully your local pest control firm uses chlordane, it will almost always contaminate your house. In a series of studies for the U.S. Agriculture Department, chemist Ross Leidy of North Carolina State University has examined chlordane-treated houses in the South. Now, Leidy says his studies are biased, that's his word, biased in favor of finding as few chlordane problems as possible. He did that by asking well-respected pest control firms to hand-pick the houses he inspected, houses that had been meticulously treated by well-trained workers. The results? Leidy found that most of the carefully treated homes are contaminated with chlordane.
Somewhere between 80% and 90%, sir.
I take it then that your studies suggest that even when you have the best, most careful, best trained, smartest pest control applicator who applies chlordane to the home, that you will find, you will expect to find chlordane in your air afterwards.
That's correct, sir.
The reason is, Leidy says, that chlordane never really stays in the soil. It keeps expanding and percolating out of the soil and into the home, sort of like carbon dioxide fizzes out of a soft drink. But Leidy's findings are even more troubling than that. His studies show that 10% of the carefully treated homes, 10%, are contaminated with so much chlordane that they're above the National Academy of Sciences danger level. Leidy says that suggests that if you could survey all the millions of chlordane-treated homes across the country,
there would probably be 10 to 15% of these houses that would have residues above that level.
Above that danger level.
That is correct, sir.
That would mean millions of homes around the country.
That's correct, sir.
The key people you won't hear in this story are the industry executives who make and sell chlordane, and who've been battling all these years to keep chlordane on the market. Spokesman Charles Fromer of the Velsicol Corporation, the nation's sole maker of chlordane, wouldn't return NPR's numerous phone calls asking for an interview. A spokesman for the Orkin Corporation, America's largest pest control chain, refused to be interviewed by NPR. Orkin is the target of numerous lawsuits by homeowners who charge that Orkin chlordane jobs poisoned them. In a recent court case, though, Orkin Vice President Robert Russell insisted that chlordane is safe and that none of the health problems Orkin customers and their doctors and the courts say were caused by chlordane has ever been medically proved. Meanwhile, officials at the National Pest Control Association, which represents the nation's pest control firms, said they'd agree to an interview in principle, but insisted they were not available at any time during the 4 weeks that I tried to arrange one. While EPA officials continue deliberating over what to do about chlordane, pressure to ban it keeps mounting. The Japanese government banned chlordane late last year after new Japanese studies linked the chemical to cancer. And back in the United States, more and more apparent chlordane victims are fighting back and winning. Last year, the Cunningham family in Houma, Louisiana, won a $360,000 verdict after they got sick and abandoned their chlordane-contaminated home. And in Illinois last year, the Bandura family won a $600,000 court case after medical specialists testified that Orkin's chlordane job poisoned them, causing chronic illness and long-lasting damage to their immune systems. Both cases are under appeal. Toxic chemical researchers say cases like these are suggesting that chlordane is causing serious health problems in the home at far lower doses than most researchers have ever suspected. I'm Daniel Zwerdling in Washington.
It's All Things Considered.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced today that it will restrict just who can apply the termite pesticide chlordane. Chlordane is used to treat termites on more than 300,000 homes each year in the United States. Last week, we reported evidence that thousands of houses across the country have been contaminated by chlordane, attacking their central nervous systems and forcing some of them to abandon their homes. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports that